Hello there. Come on in. Feel free to have a seat and make yourself comfortable. The roast will be finished resting in about 15 minutes. Can I get you something to drink? Here you go. How goes the move-in? Ah, that's good to hear. Moving in is always a pain, but that feeling once you're all unpacked and finally settled in, it's sublime. I remember being a bit unsure when I first moved in a few years ago, but it turned out to be a wonderful place once I got to know people. So, how have you liked the neighborhood so far? Oh, I'm glad that you're enjoying it. Have you had the chance to hang out with anyone else yet? That makes sense. She loves to give a very enthusiastic welcome to the neighborhood. Oh. Don't look bashful. As you probably gathered, this area tends to attract more sexually open-minded people. Besides, from what I've heard, you have nothing to be shy about. Seriously, you made one hell of a first impression. I believe her exact words were, "Most gigantic dong I've ever seen," and left me sore for a whole week. Oh, that look on your face. You really are so adorable. Getting all flustered at the mention of your big old dick. Truth be told, even if she hadn't spilled the tea, I still would have guessed that you're packing some of that serious heat. How? Oh, let's just say that I know what it looks like when someone is trying to dress down a huge cock. No matter how modest a pair of trousers or shorts might seem, a prime slab of meat that large can't be fully hidden. Even if it's a mere faint outline, a dick that immense will make its presence known. Oh, it looks like me talking about your sizable friend here has led to more than just a faint outline in your jeans. From the look of it, she certainly wasn't exaggerating. I'll tell you what. Since I've already heard and seen so much about what's in your pants, it's only fair that you get to know a little bit about what's in mine. Now, you keep your attention right here as I slowly slide these jeans down. See, my knowledge about trying to hide being well endowed below the belt comes from first-hand experience. That's right. Your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. These panties are practically bursting from the bulge of a long, girthy cock and a set of plump, full balls. Even though they're custom-tailored, it's still a tight fit. You wouldn't mind if I got rid of these, would you? Ah, much better. Between the way your gaze is fixed on my crotch and the fact that your bulge is somewhat larger than before, I'd wager you think so too. I'm guessing that you also wouldn't mind if I gripped my shaft near the base and milked towards the head. What about if my hand slowly worked its way back down, taking the time to appreciate how my fat dick is swelling? That make this monster more aroused? Would it make that giant bulge grow bigger, longer, fatter? Good. Because that's exactly what I plan to do over and over and over again. Watch me. Lock your gaze on this glorious god. As it gets closer and closer, oh, to full attention. Look at that. Nice bead of precum, practically begging to be tasted. I love how wet my dick gets. Not quite all the way hard, and it's already leaking. Speaking of which, let's change that. Fuck me. She loved just stroking your own cock. Feeling it get so hard in your hand. Bringing it up. Making it full mast. There's nothing better than jerking it, is there? Well, except maybe fucking someone with it, but I'll take my own hand for now. And here she is. Hard as steel. I told you that I'd show you a big secret. How big? Well, I'm the proud owner of 10.5 inches of wrist-thick cock. Because of her, I've been spoiled when it comes to cock. No matter how much I've been into a guy, sex has always felt lacking. Their dicks were felt lacking. One thing I've yearned for in a man and have never been able to find is a guy with a truly monstrous penis. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy topping shrimp dick sissies and average-sized beta males as much as the next gal, but what really turns me on, what gets me hard as fucking diamond, is the thought of a man that is substantially more hung than me. When I heard how impressed the welcoming committee was with you, my interest was piqued. After repeatedly seeing how enormous that bulge is in your pants all day, every goddamn day, I knew that I had to have you. On that note, I think it's time I got a closer look at what you got for me. This bulge is just plain massive. Feels like it's damn near to your knee. And it's so thick. Like you're smuggling a 2-liter bottle in your pants. My. Your package is threatening to rip through these jeans at any moment. Have you ever done that before? Absolutely destroy whatever article of clothing that was trying to contain this fat hog. Did seeing your neighbor play with her huge dick make this mammoth dong of yours so hard it's about to tear through your pants, huh? As much as I'd love to see that, I can't have you leaving here without jeans, or jeans that are just torn at a crotch. That wouldn't be very neighborly of me, now would it? I'll just undo the belt. And slide these down to relieve some pressure. Silk boxers. It's always nice to see a man with refined taste in underwear. Holy shit! Look how tightly stretched these are. There isn't an ounce of give in the fabric. They're stuffed to the limit by this horse cock. No wonder you wear such loose-fitting jeans. This fat fucker makes it look like one leg is twice as wide as the other. Thickness isn't this beast's only impressive feature, either. It's so long. Far too long for this or any pair of underwear. The head and a few inches of the shaft are hanging out of the leg of your boxers, too. Man, I thought I had it tough fitting into clothing, but it must be a feat of engineering for you to get dressed with this monster between your legs. And as smooth and supple as these boxers are, can't be comfortable having this titanic slab of meat crammed into such tight confinement. Fuck. Hello there, big guy. It's a pleasure to finally see you in your full glory. This thing really does have an ungodly girth. Even with both my hands, I can barely encircle you at the base. Doesn't get much easier working my way up to the shaft, either. God. The tip is wider than my fist. I bet girls can feel this for weeks after you fuck them. Leave them forever changed, acutely aware of how those tight little holes of theirs can be stretched. I should know. At least once a week, the needy messages from former partners begging to feel my big dick ruining them just one more time. Their minds still addled with lust from the last time I fucked their brains out. Even years later. And you're so much bigger than me. You probably get hit up every day. My cum-hungry sluts addicted to this fat fuck rod. Whether they're by themselves or with a partner, at home or in public, all they're able to think about is the most intimate moments. This giant schlong. That's what I want. You're not leaving this house until you make me need this colossal cock. Do you feel how hard I am against you? Feels amazing, doesn't it? To have the undersides of our cocks pressed together. This is even better than I could have imagined. The divine sensation of your warmth against me. The wetness of our pre-cum cascading down these plump shafts, making it easier for our skin to glide back and forth. The way this behemoth eclipses me. The way you're throbbing and pulsating. It's like a bucking bronco. Does being with a woman that has a big cock of her own turn you on that much? Looks like we're a perfect match for each other. Just you wait. Soon I'll show you all of the perks of being with a woman like me. For example, we know all the fine details of exactly what makes a dick feel good. What to look for. How to listen to a cock and where to pay attention to. That's why this feels so good right now. Because I know exactly what this obscenely long, ruinously thick, indomitably hard dick of yours needs. But that's for later. Right now, the roast should be done resting. You see that table in the dining room? That's where we're gonna go eat dinner. More importantly, once we're done eating, that's where you're gonna bend me over and feed me every single inch of this unfathomably thick prick. And you're not gonna stop until my fucking legs go numb. After that, we're gonna come right back to this couch and I'm gonna ride this monster better than you could even begin to imagine. Then you're gonna blast this massive cum load right inside me.